Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies.
Last year on That Was Interesting. Friends clashed. Relationships bloomed. Cats fought back. Are you ready for season two?
Welcome to That Was Interesting, me, Craig Lambard. Hand clap. Is that one-handed?
That was a one-handed clap, yeah.
One-handed clap.
I learned that in the Boy Scouts.
In the Boy Scouts? Is that honestly where you learned that?
Yeah. If you're in the woods and you clap and no one else is there, can anyone hear it? I lied. I got it from The Simpsons.
Okay. Yeah. Well, anyway, I suppose this is where I say... This is the episode before the episode that starts series two.
No. Yeah. Yeah. No, it isn't. No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, there's one. There was an episode, and now there's this, and then there's season two.
So we've just had our best of episode.
Yeah, and there's
now
this one.
Now this is the episode before the episode that starts season two officially.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was kind of right.
Not really.
All right. Well, okay.
That's not saying George Bush was right.
All right, I'm not going there.
Okay.
No, okay. But as you can already tell, Matt's in the room with me.
Yes, Matt Shaw is here.
Yeah. Hey, Matt Shaw.
Matt Shaw, spelled Matt, RODRIGUEZ.
Very good.
Thank you, mate.
I'm impressed you got to spell your name right.
No worries.
Yeah. You've been doing it a long time, haven't you?
Yeah, I have to do it everywhere. I do genuinely have to do it everywhere I go, and on the phone. And my email address is even more complicated because it's got the letter R in. And I say Arthur Rodriguez, and then they start writing Rodriguez again.
Oh, it's got the R in the middle.
Yeah.
What's your middle name?
Richard.
Richard.
It's Richard Rowden.
Richard Rowden.
Yeah, that's my middle name. It's genuinely Richard.
So this is basically a little kind of a pre-podcast before we kick off our season two properly. So we could kind of tell you what was going on, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it's to get the juices flowing, you know?
Yeah.
Sort of Ainsley Harriott in the kitchen. You know how he cooks to get those juices flowing? That's what we're doing. We're getting your juices flowing for season two. As if the best of didn't already get your juices flowing.
So if anything, you've got two podcasts to get those juices flowing.
Yeah. Make sure they run clear before eating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that actually the thing?
Yeah. Make sure the juices run clear before eating. That means it's generally cooked. So it's not like bloody.
And who said you don't learn things on our podcast?
Exactly. You know what they say?
What do they say?
I don't know. I don't listen. To be honest, I don't know if anyone actually listens to it. Is there anyone out there?
As far as I know, we record it and then we listen to it.
Yeah, and that's all that we need.
Yeah, so I'm just talking to you guys.
Yeah.
You're talking to me.
Now we're just talking to each other.
Yeah.
Eventually I'll go to the toilet and you'll just be talking to yourself.
Yeah, that happens sometimes.
Yeah.
Just natter on.
Anyway, so can we cast an episode? Will there be a game is what I want to know.
So
just
I have
for me to enjoy...
So as this is kind of our intro to the podcast season...
Is it going to be intros?
No.
Oh.
It's podcast related, right? So what I've done is I found some really fun named podcasts. And me, Albert Amos, Phil Jackson, and a guy called Rich Shembury, who I think listens to podcasts.
I hope he does.
Because he better do now.
He recites lines back to me as if... He wrote them, which this is not written.
Yeah, we just say it, so that he must listen.
Yeah.
Hey, Rich. So like I said, so how this is going to work, it's going to be, I'm going to read out a podcast name. You need to tell me if it's real or if me or one of my friends made it up.
So you made this game up without me?
Yeah, that's the idea.
Wow, okay.
Well, you're going to ask.
No, don't worry about it, it's fine.
You're going to do that? If you knew the answer, this is not going to work.
All right, yeah, I'm ready for it. How many have we got? Are there double points? What does the winner
get? It might go into double points, I think, yeah.
Okay, cool.
So, the first one I've got is Guys We Fucked. Is that real or fake?
Oh, I've got to be really careful I'll answer this. Just for the sake of not receiving any kind of backlash, I'm going to say it's fake because that's the safest option.
It's real.
Okay. Well, I can imagine what the description is.
I've downloaded the episode, their first episode, to have a listen to it at some point. But it's two comedians, both girls, and they basically interview people they've slept with. They've either made love with them, they've either just had sex, or they fucked in a bathroom, hotel bathroom. That's in their description.
I was going to say something about a group of girls, you know, going back on those kind of stories, but I just didn't want to come across.
It's in the top 20 in iTunes as of today, anyway. The next one is Dunk the Donut.
Dunk the Donut. Why would you make a podcast about dunking donuts? You enjoy eating them. You're not going to talk about it. No, that's fake. That's fake. I'm saying fake.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's not a police podcast?
If the police are doing podcasts, then I'm pretty cheesed off that they're spending the taxpayers' money on recording audio when they should be out patrolling our streets and looking after us.
It was fake.
Oh, yes. Points. Who came with that one?
That was Rich.
Oh, wow. Good job, Rich.
So the next one I've got is Tricky Fishy Flicks.
What? Tricky Fishy Flicks?
Fishy Flicks.
Oh, Flicks.
Like movies.
I reckon that could be true. I think that's a good name for a podcast. I can see some reasoning behind that.
What do you think the podcast is? What
about fish or sea-themed genre films?
That's brilliant. Sea-themed genre films. Basically talk about Jaws each week.
Jaws, the really, really great, really great Loch Ness film that I've watched. I think there's quite a few of them. Lake Placid.
Yeah, there's actually quite a few.
You know, Piranha. Deep Blue Sea.
Yeah.
Open Water. Adrift.
There's tons.
There's loads. But you're going to tell me it's fake, aren't you?
Yeah, it's fake.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
That one was one of Albert's.
Surprised it wasn't about cats.
He loves those cats. Okay, the next one I'm going to do is... dude.
What? Really? It sounds like it could be one. Probably some podcast about... I don't know, some probably very similar to what we're doing now, some kind of true or false kind of thing, and then they'd be like, oh, yeah, dude, it's true.
It's true.
Yeah, what's about?
So it's a university podcast.
Oh, of course it is.
Yeah.
Fucking which university?
Yeah, so I think it's like a load of kind of frat guys kind of talking about things that you remember from university. It's an American one.
So very
dude.
So similar to what we do, but just at university.
But at university.
Fucking Americans.
Sorry if you're listening, guys. The next one is, she put what where?
Oh man, that brings back a funny story. Not about me. I was once friends with. So I don't really speak to him anymore. But she was trained to be a nurse, and I think she took a guy home one night and pulled out a toy to play. And he was like, "Oh yeah, I see where this is going. Gonna get that toy involved." She was like, "Mm-mm, that toy's going in you," and might have lost a vibrator up his. Orifice. So just on that alone, I want to say it's true.
It's false. That was actually one of Phil's. I didn't say Phil did one. Yeah, he did one.
He did say Phil did one.
Yeah, I did. Mm. Yeah, he did one.
Good job, Phil. You can be funny.
Cool. So the next one is Wonky Conker.
Wonky Conker. No, you're not allowed to play Conkers anymore. That's what I've heard. They've been banned from schools.
Don't they have to wear like safety gear?
Yeah. You have to wear like
goggles and
goggles, like one of those the really thick gloves, like when you're like handling chemicals,
welding gloves and stuff. Yeah.
You've got to wear steel-toed.
No, you don't.
Boots. No, you don't. Taking the piss. Wonky Conker sounds like someone that's got like odd shaped balls.
Maybe.
I'm gonna say no.
Really?
Yeah.
It's false.
Yes.
It's another one of Rich's.
Of course it is. It's got a very nature-filled mind.
Yeah. The next one I've got is, do you have the heart?
Yeah, I reckon that's true. I reckon that's some kind of agony aunt style podcast.
Okay, okay.
Someone's going to split up with their missus, or someone's going to split up with their mister, or both their mister and missus could be, you know, because they're having a freeway, what you call it. And they write in and ask for a relationship advice. I reckon that's what it is.
Yeah?
Yeah.
False.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Well, at least we've got some good ideas for names of podcasts.
We do. That one was another one of Rich's. So Rich got you. He got you once, at least.
That's the third time he's got me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the next one, I've only got two more.
Okay. Okay. That's a lie.
No, I've got two more. The next one is, my dad wrote a porno.
Yeah, but I mean, if that is real, it must be a series based around one dad. There's no way there could be that many people whose dads have written pornos and they have had the idea to make a porncast. That'd be good.
What would that podcast sound like?
So I'm going to say it's fake, but I've got a feeling it's going to be real, but I'm going to stick with fake anyway.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Real.
What? Go on, tell me the description.
My dad wrote a porno. Imagine if your dad wrote a dirty book. Most people would try to ignore it and pretend it had never happened. But not Jamie Morton. Instead, he's decided to read it to the world in his brand new comedy podcast with the help from his friends, James, and then it's like, and then it's cut off. That's all you can see. So, yeah.
So it is a one series based thing. I should have just said yeah.
Yeah.
Who was that? Oh, that's real. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Last one.
The last one is...
real. I'm always saying it's real. Don't care what the title is. Yeah? I'm going to go for real, yeah.
Ear biscuits.
Brilliant. Oh, I'm so close to dog biscuits. I'm going to say real. Like, even though there's no possible way, fuck it, it's a game. Let's say real.
It's real.
It is real?
Yeah.
What's it about?
So that is a podcast by Rhett and Link. From YouTube.
Okay.
Have you seen these guys before?
Nope.
Oh, you should do. They're awesome. They also do a YouTube show, a daily show called Good Mythical Morning.
They just uncut bust myths.
No, it's basically, they do similar to what we do when we do our games and stuff.
Honestly.
You know, but they do it well.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think even if you put four cats here, they could probably set this up quicker than we do. Record the podcast and have it out quicker.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah,
yeah, no reflection, like, Phil.
It's taken us best part of 4 hours to get this far. So, yeah. Cool. How'd that go?
I enjoy that. I like, you know, when you said intros, I was hoping some kind of Nevermind the Buzzcocks themed intros game. But nevertheless, you know, you have managed to trick me with podcast titles. Basically means that when I get home tonight, I'm just going to look up the podcast directory and see every single podcast.
So you can't get fooled again.
So yeah, I won't get fooled again as to who once said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So moving on to the reason we're here. I want to talk a little bit first about season one.
In what way? Can we not forget about it now?
I think after this episode, I want to forget about it.
Yeah, definitely.
Especially certain bits.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it.
Do we need to say it?
No.
Yeah, but what if the listeners don't know what we're about?
You know what we're talking about.
Yeah?
Yeah. At some point during this episode, I will say the phrase just randomly.
Yeah.
And then we will pretend like it never happened and we'll just get on with the conversation.
I think that's a great way of doing it.
And if you guys will get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Phil Jackson.
Yeah. Yeah. He will never happen again.
Yeah.
Yeah, we promise. We'll stop him. We'll stop him.
From taking over.
Yeah. But yeah, like, the reason I thought it'd be good to do this with you is because, sadly, you weren't on as many of the episodes.
No, I wasn't a friend, really,
no.
Until towards the end. So
yeah.
That, and obviously I was kayaking across Guatemala, so
yeah.
I had other stuff taking up my time.
Yeah. How was that?
Really good, yeah. Follow that backpacking.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Across Scunthorpe.
Yeah.
And then went deep sea diving in Russia. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Catch anything?
Just a cold.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No nonsense colds.
No, yeah. Should have got a flu jab before you went.
Wouldn't have helped.
What was my actual point?
Well, yeah, I wasn't there.
So
yeah.
back to my point.
Yeah. So I wasn't here. Yeah. So
So you were a listener first.
Yeah,
wasn't it, really?
I was sort of like I'm trying to, like, you know, when trying to relate myself to someone, you know, imagine like you're, I can relate it to when an actor, they always go, yeah, growing up I always wanted to be James Bond, always be, yeah, yeah, or Doctor Who, you know, yeah, and now I am. Just doesn't have the same magic to it.
No, it doesn't, yeah, really,
you know, instead of wearing like really smart suits and going around the world, I'm sitting in a kitchen in Leytonstone with bite marks from a scratch. I'm actually drawing blood as well.
Yeah, we're finding something to do with that cat one day.
Yeah, but it's been enjoyable. I've had fun, you know. Might have only been three episodes, but
yeah,
I've listened to them.
Yeah, yeah. What was your favourite episode?
I mean, you know that it's always going to be Albert's episode, just because he has a special part in my heart. I have a special spot in my heart reserved for that guy.
Yeah.
And I can generally agree with everything he says, but also with your parents, which was stupidly ridiculous, but just because it was so genuine and I found it so funny. I think that's, most people I've spoken to have said that, that story by your dad is one of the funniest stories I've ever heard.
Yeah.
And I hope he doesn't know how funny it is because it will ruin it.
Yeah.
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 But, that was it. But actually, also got to say, being on it myself, I think the first episode with you and Matt was lovely. It was quite fun. Not that I remember much. That was like last August now.
Yeah, it was months and months ago. Yeah.
But that was good fun because it was nice, you know? It was all about British etiquette.
Yeah, that's the run. Yeah.
Yeah, I had some funny stories from that because we encountered some of those problems halfway through recording.
Yeah,
we did. Yeah. No, what about you? What would you say?
Like, I think, I do love Albert's episode. And what you were saying about like my mum and dad's episode, because it was so genuine about them too. But I feel that like Albert's was as well.
Yeah.
Like, because it was, we sprung that it was childhood on him when he arrived. Like, brilliant. He honestly didn't know when I told him. And he just literally just talked about his childhood. And I think that's what we want to try and do for season two a bit more, is find some of those topics that everybody can relate to, that they don't need to prepare anything from.
They're element just gonna, of mystery. You know, yeah. Surprise and delight.
Exactly.
What a great term.
It is, yeah.
Okay, what about your least favourite moment, if there is one? And I'm pretty sure I can guess what it's going to be.
Least favourite moment?
Dog biscuits.
Like least favourite bit. I don't know. I don't feel I have a least favourite moment. I'm trying to think of something.
Or where you felt like it got... Maybe where we picked on you too much. Was there anything where you felt like, all right, guys, I feel we're done with this?
I feel like you know of something. You can think of something that I can't. You need to say what you're thinking.
You know what I'm thinking about. What you used to do when you were a kid, when you played.
Oh, yeah. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah? That just gets picked up so many times.
Yeah. I think it's just because it's just like you don't expect a child to be doing that.
Yeah, I know.
I'm trying not to say the word.
I really don't, still don't remember, like, to me, I can't really fathom how it works, but you know what? Each their own.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some kids eat worms, some kids play with, you know, food in different ways.
Yeah,
with Tonka trucks.
Very different ways. I wouldn't mind so much, but they weren't real Tonka trucks. They just looked like Tonka trucks.
Oh, they're fake ones.
Yeah.
And the stickers would just come off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Poundland. Parents.
Gutted. What was your least favourite bit then?
Well, funny enough, after listening to the best of, my least favourite bit is actually of me laughing inappropriately during Cards Against Humanity, because I didn't realise that we were recording at the time. Although we were, I didn't really think about it. I was so happy because I'd never played the game before and so in shock that I just made silly remarks and... And now, you know, front page of the Sun, paparazzi at my door.
Yeah.
I go to the shop, I can't even buy a pint of milk without being stopped. I'm about to go on Celebrity Big Brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
The guy who laughed at Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah, the guy who laughed at an inappropriate joke in Cards Against Humanity. I think that was it. But it's funny because that is probably one of my sort of favourite games, even though it was just an whole episode. I've got to tone it down. I've really learned from last season. And this season, I'll be more mature. Turn 27 soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got a brand new passport, brand new driving license.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Turn into a real man.
Good. Yeah. Like Pinocchio. Yeah. without my Geppetto.
Well, let's talk about games for a little while then. So apart from the Cards Against Humanity, because that is the best thing we've done, what was your favourite game we played?
Flipping hell. I really enjoyed Christmas with the crackers.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the forfeits.
Yeah, the chocolates. Yeah,
because the reason why I like that game so much is because I knew what was in the chocolates, because you'd already told me before the episode. Actually, and then on to counter with that, my favourite game is actually not a game that was introduced properly. It was actually the game we played on Matt and Stew.
Sausagey,
which this is the first time we've actually spoken about Sausagey since Sausagey Gate.
Yeah, we have.
I don't know what the numbers were in the end, but
let me find.
But they genuinely didn't. We knew Stu hadn't listened to the episode because he still didn't know what we meant by sausagey.
Yeah, 24.
I think, if I remember rightly, I think you said like 20 or Phil said 20.
Yeah, I think I said 20.
Yeah.
I think I won.
That's probably my favourite game because because they didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, I feel that we need to stitch each other up a little bit more.
Yeah, like start unbolting the chairs that want to sit down. Yeah, break chair.
Yeah.
Like breaking our necks and dying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the next season then. So we've had some cool guests so far. Like we've already talked about Albert was one that stood out. Richard Rowlands was brilliant.
Yeah, got Bill Murray on next week.
George
Clooney the week after. I'm really forward to next season. I'm hoping that I'll make more than 3 appearances. Basically, I'm just going to take over. There's some good people coming up. I've got some good ideas.
So yeah, we've got some cool people coming on. We've got... one of our mates who has done a lot of acting. He's been quite a good advert recently.
Yeah, but it's only for January, isn't it?
For January. We've got a couple of guys coming on from a band, which I won't announce yet. I'll leave that as a bit of a surprise.
It's not it's not Korn.
Yeah, it's a rubbish band. It's we've got a travel blogger coming on. That's a really exciting. There's two guys coming on for that one. They're travel bloggers. I'm really excited about that one. I've got a chap who's obsessed with facts. I don't think you know who I'm on about this one, but he's coming on as well. He's a really good laugh. He's a drummer as well, and he's got some music out, but he's obsessed with facts.
Oh, God. One of those. Put Matt Shaw on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who else we got? We got a very special episode that I don't want to bring up yet. So I've talked slightly about who's coming on the next season.
But yes.
My question for you is what you want to see in the next season.
What I want to see next season, I want to see higher listening figures. I want to see sponsors. I want to see a comfy chair that I can sit in. I want refreshments. But from the show, I want to hear. I just want to hear a different range of people. Like,
yeah.
I'm not saying that the us five are boring. Yeah, might argue that some of us are. But I just want to hear, a new group of people. Like, I really want to hear, it would be nice to do a show with some of the guys from last season, you know, if that's possible. But, like, the possibility of getting the actor on, I won't say his name, and the band, it's going to be cool.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking forward to, yeah. And who knows, we might even flesh out our creative talent elsewhere in the form of maybe a cartoon, a picture, just a drawing.
Yeah.
Or maybe a poem of some kind with 3 lines, or haiku.
Yeah.
Something that would do it justice. Yeah, what about you? What are you expecting from your own podcast, which you have complete control over?
Well, it's funny you say that. I think I want more laughter. I think...
Can't force it. I can't polish a turd.
I just want to see more kind of... I agree with you. I think I'm very excited about some of the people we've got lined up to come on the show.
Yeah.
Bill Gates.
I
know. Who knew that was going
to
happen?
Yeah, donated all that money to us too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Craig, what would you like to do this season to make it a bit different from last season? You know, within our budget and within our time frame, what would you like to do podcast-wise?
Podcast wise,
yeah, not like I don't want to. Yeah. I don't want to hear about like any sort of I don't know mythical dream trip to Iceland or something, because that would just be silly. I just want to hear about what you want to do with the podcast.
Like, I don't know. I think I've always like, as much as I enjoy recording my kitchen, doing it something interesting.
Yeah.
Like at the end of the day, that was interesting, the podcast.
Yeah.
Well, let's be a bit more interesting of it.
What, like where? What, like next door?
Next door, yeah, they have a very nice kitchen. It's nicer than mine. It's a bit bigger.
Have you been there?
No. Oh, I just listen through the door, in through the walls. The yeah, and like, I can tell through the noise and the echoes in the room that Daredevil. It's quite big. Yeah, like Daredevil. Yeah. Yeah. I just poke myself on the eyes and then I got all these abilities. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
But yeah, no, I think, like doing it on top of a mountain, you know, up a hill.
Up Ben Nevis.
I'd probably, you know, settle for a hill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or going abroad. We should go abroad.
Yeah, I don't know. We have time to do that.
Yeah, that's true. Mm. All the money. what would you say? What would you love to do with the podcast?
I mean, for me, podcasts, I never really listen to podcasts. I'm going to be very honest with you. I mean, the first sort of podcast or style, not even really podcast, just the theme of podcast was the Ricky Gervais Show, you know?
Yeah.
Which I listened to when I was at college. And I really liked how that became then an animated podcast.
Yeah.
So it would be nice to not make it animated, because I don't think, you know, that the stuff that we talk about would be great for that. But it'd be nice to, you know, make, I don't know, like a little short sketch, because we always go off on these tangents and sing songs. And it'd be nice to maybe do some other like sort of scripted sketchy stuff.
Yeah.
Have a bit of variety, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree.
I feel like we've managed to perfect the sort of chat show sort of part of it. We should, you know, need to add some more elements into the mix. That's what I think.
Yeah, no, yeah. I agree with that.
My idea as well.
Yeah, no way. Trademark Rodriguez.
Yeah, trademark Matt Rodriguez.
Yeah. 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 That's cool. I like that idea. I do.
Yeah, but I mean, doing it abroad as well would be quite nice. It'd be nice to be like, coming to you from another country. No one knows.
Yeah,
unless we've got pictures. Even then, they could be photoshopped.
Yeah,
yeah.
Maybe we just lie.
But yeah, let's not do that.
Yeah,
no. You know what? Right. You know what happened to the boy at Cry Wolf?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
yeah. He got a free sheep, didn't he?
Free
did
what?
Did he get a free sheep?
Free sheep.
Yeah, he got given a sheep.
No, he died.
Did he?
Well, no, he didn't. He cried wolf. There was no wolf there, so people would come to him. Cried again. Same thing happened. No wolf there, and they're like, third time he cried wolf. They're like, no, he's lying. There was a wolf.
And he got eaten.
I don't know, I can't remember the story. But I'm assuming if there was a kid and a wolf, the wolf probably killed him.
Yeah.
I'd hope so anyway.
Kid got fucked up.
Kid got fucked up by a cub. Yeah.
Shit. Well, on that note, we know what worked. We know what didn't work. We know what we'd want to do.
Yep.
We know what we would like to do, but we probably won't be able to do.
And who we want to do it with.
And who we want to do it with.
Oh, yeah.
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray.
If you're listening. We want to get drunk and chat shit with you.
Yeah, go to the parties.
Yeah. Mm. But here's to season two, I guess.
Yeah, season two, you know, I mean, in the history of TV shows, season two has never been that great, apart from Lost, which is amazing. Heroes, it was shit. I'm sure EastEnders were crap on season two. but not The Office.
No.
The Office was good on season two.
Yeah.
UK version. So
quite consistent, The Office, wasn't it?
Yeah. So, yeah, we're going for an Office season two.
I would totally agree with that.
Yeah.
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 Maybe Ricky Gervais might want to come on.
Maybe won't.
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
probably not.
Yeah, I think he's done with podcasts.
I think he's done with everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, life.
Wow. I suppose that's it.
Yeah.
Until next week.
Until next week, where I don't know if I'll be here.
No, you won't.
No, I won't.
So next week is going to be Mr. Shaw, Stuart, and our first guest of season two.
I'm going to come anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll come anyway. And that's it for this one, this episode. I'm going to sort of walk through the Arctic tundra that is Leytonstone to get home. Hopefully my bike doesn't get stolen and I don't get stabbed. Are we allowed to make that joke yet, or is it still too soon?
No, I think that's okay.
I think time has passed.
Yeah,
I'll my dulcet tones will be hitting your ears, penetrating your eardrums very, very soon. Thank you, Craig. I'm going to clap for myself because I'm very vain.
Yeah. That's a very good clap. Well, that's it. What do you think?
Yeah, it was weird. I mean, I'm not drunk. I'm quite tired. I've been up to pretty early.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's been a nice relaxing podcast. It almost feels like 11 o'clock smooth FM, you know.
Just a little chat.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
We're growing up adults now.
All right. Yeah. Well, season 2 next week.
Yeah.
Be ready.
Yeah, I can't wait for the trailer.
Yeah.
All right, then.
So, season 2 next week. See you there.
Yeah, be there or be square. Last season, there were laughs.
There were dog biscuits.
And there were crying.
Crying, no.
And there was crunt. And there were tears.
So many tears.
Next season on That Was Interesting.
There'll be better guests.
More guests.
More fun.
Less Craig.
What?
Coming to a podcast near you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.